the New Testament gives some light on the situation of vowing or swearing or oaths. Now, it says in Matthew chapter number 5, look at verse number 33 again. Ye have heard that it have been said by them of old time that thou shalt not forswear thyself, but thou shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the great, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. So in Matthew chapter number 5, the Lord Jesus Christ is expounding upon the law, and not only expounding, he's like expanding upon it. He's not just expounding, he's expanding upon the law, and he's teaching things like, hey, you've heard that you shouldn't kill? Well, let me tell you this, don't even hate your brother. Hey, you've heard don't commit adultery? I say don't even look upon a woman with lust in your heart. He's just basically saying, not only should you not commit physical acts of adultery and murder, you shouldn't even just hate people. He's basically showing them that they're sinners. Because why? They think they're righteous just because they haven't killed anybody. Just because they haven't committed adultery. And that's what most people believe. Most people believe, hey, do you know if you go to heaven? Yeah, I'm a good person. I mean, I haven't killed anybody. I haven't committed adultery this week. You know, I haven't done anything too bad. You know, I haven't robbed 1,000 banks. You know, I'm not a serial killer. I'm not a serial rapist. It's like, is that really the ticket into heaven? No. And so he's trying to prove to the Jews that they're sinful. Now, in verse number 33, he says that you're supposed to perform unto the Lord thine oaths. Isn't that what we've read so far? Isn't that what the Bible's been constantly teaching? Now, what is it to forswear? Forswear is to go back on your oath, to break your oath. So he's saying, you've heard it said not to break oaths, but to keep your oaths, okay? Now, is Jesus going to now teach, but I say, break your vows, you know, humble yourselves and don't keep those foolish vows? No, okay? Just like he didn't say, you've heard that it has been said, thou shalt not kill, but I say, murder people. You know, that's not what Jesus did, okay? He took a common teaching, or basically the most extreme version of a teaching, and he expanded upon it, and brought it into more light, okay? So not only does God say you should keep your vows, he says this, Jesus is saying, I say don't even swear though, okay? If you're gonna make a promise, if you're gonna accept somebody's, you know, proposition, you shouldn't then invoke some kind of a swear or some kind of an oath or go over the top and accepting some type of vow, okay? Now, we marry people at this church. And let me say this, you have marriage vows. Do I believe that marriage vows are biblical? Yes. But you know what would not be biblical is when while making the marriage vow, you start swearing. Okay? Now, some people get confused because they talk about Peter. You know when Peter denied that he knew Christ? He was swearing. Okay? What does that mean? He wasn't using four-letter words, my friend. Okay? He just wasn't saying, no, I don't. He's saying like, I swear to God, I've never seen the man. That's what it means to swear, to curse, or say, hey, God, kill me if I've ever seen him. He would have been elaborating or going over the top and denying that he had never seen him, not just admitting no or nay, I've never seen him, or yay, or whatever would be the correct response. And so that's why it's saying, you know, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. That's be like, I swear to heaven, you know, or they say, I swear on heaven. I swear, you know, that Jerusalem is Babylon. You know, I know that Jerusalem is Babylon more than I know I'm going to heaven. It's like, whoa, that's swearing. Did you not realize that? That's bad. Jesus said, don't do that. You can't make sure if you're going to heaven based on that. It's your faith in Jesus Christ. You can't change that. It's God's throne, nor by the earth. You know, swearing something on the earth, or it says, for it's his footstool, neither by Jerusalem. Maybe someone should have read that one. Or it is the city of the great king. Neither shall thou swear thy head. People are like, I swear on all the hairs of my head. You know, and it's like, for Jason, that's easy. No, I'm just kidding. Just getting our time. But it's just saying, don't invoke something above yay or nay. And look, it does not have to be a literal yay. It could be yes. Okay? And if you give a very affirmative answer, that is not swearing. If I say absolutely not, that is not me swearing, okay? Or some people would accuse me of this. When I was talking about J.D. Greer, the false prophet for the Southern Bastard Convention, who gets up there and is saying, do you welcome LGBTQ into your church? And I was preaching, I said, no. And he's like, do you welcome them into your house? And I was like, hell no. And then people will falsely accuse me and they say, oh, you're swearing. First of all, you don't understand what swearing is. Okay, I'm not swearing on hell that I'm not going to do it. I'm just giving you a more absolute no. I'm just saying no with a little bit more authority and a little bit clearer answer. Like, definitely not. Okay? It's not saying I had to be, nay. And I literally say in that sermon, what do you want me to say? Nay. And then that's really what people want you to do. You're like, ah, I can't even believe. Look, this is not saying don't cuss. You know where the Bible says don't cuss? In Opinions chapter 1. That's where it's at, okay? So you can go read it whenever you want. But what is this saying? It's also not saying don't promise. It's not saying you could never promise anything. If someone says, hey, will you go to the bank for me? Maybe. I don't want to swear, you know. You could say yes. Hey, if someone asks you something, you can still promise them to do something. It's saying when someone asks you, hey, have you been going around teaching oneness? I promise on everything that I haven't. That's swearing.
One time I promised somebody's life. I promise on everything.
You know what the righteous person would say? No. That's what it means. It's saying when someone asks you something or someone's trying to get you to, you know, give them some kind of affirmation, you just say no or you say yes. When people start going these over the top, I promise on everything. I swear to God and my mother's grave and all these different things. You're like, this person's lying. Why did they do that? Because they feel like they have to believe it themselves. They have to try and, you know, convince you that they're not lying to you. That's why they start invoking all these. The person that knows they're telling the truth doesn't feel that need. They just say no, yes.